special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. I go anywhere and do anything else with this broadcast today, I'd just like to say a prayer. Most High God of Israel, Yahuwah, I just ask that you use me as a vessel of truth, and that I can get out of the way long enough for your message to be heard clearly, Father. And that the remnant flock of Israel, your people, Father, see the light, hear the truth, hit their knees, repent, and find eternal life through our kinsman redeemer, God come in the flesh to save man, Yahushua HaMashiach. And in that vein, I pray, Father, amen. This stuff that's going on all over the world, and we're only seeing what they want us to see, right? It's all a war against God's people, you. If you're God's people, the war is raging for your soul. That's what this is all about. That's what this Israeli-Gazan conflict slash war is all about. Everything, and I mean everything, everything, from the commercials to the news to the TV shows to the movies, anything playing on that screen, on the Talmud vision, is going to be a lie. It's fake. It's staged. All of it. Why even turn it on? Nobody would even know that this is happening, let alone be cheering for their own destruction, if it wasn't for these smartphones, these devices, and the television. It's of Satan. Israel, the country, that is, the Edomite ethnostate called Israel that they stole, and it's now occupied Palestine. They are of the devil. They are not the Judahites or the Israelites of the Bible. They never were. They never will be. You can't take a dog and turn him into a cat by sheer will. You can, however, take a dog, name that dog Cat, dress it up like a cat, make it act like a cat, and then lie and tell people it's a cat. It's still the same dog. And you're going to wake up with the same fleas. That's the ethnostate of Israel, folks. They are the children of the devil. And it would actually do me well to read to you. You've heard me say it before, but it bears repeating. What John, the book of John, says about these Jews, the Edomites, the Pharisees, churchianity of the day. And it's right from God's mouth, okay? This is from Yahushua HaMashiach, the Christ, God in the flesh. He's talking with the Pharisees, okay? This is John chapter 8, verse 31. So Yahushua said to those Yehudim who believed him, "If you stay in my word, you are truly my taught ones, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." They answered him, "We are the seed of Abraham and have been servants to no one at any time. How do you say you shall become free?" Yahushua answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone doing sin is a servant of sin. And the servant does not stay in the house forever. A son stays forever." What is he saying? Well, number one, the Pharisees tipped their hat there and told you that they are not the children of God, because the children of God were in captivity for hundreds of years. Okay? They came out of Egypt. But he's also saying that those of the promised seed will inherit eternal life. And those of the bondwoman will not. They are of the flesh. But those of the promised seed will be free indeed. Verse 37. "I know that you are the seed of Abraham, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have heard from your father." They answered and said to him, "Abraham is our father." So Yahushua said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham." Sounds logical. "But now you seek to kill me, a man who has spoken to you the truth, which I heard from God. Abraham did not do this." Verse 41, "You do the works of your father." Your father, separate from his father. There's a distinction. Then they said to him, "Yahushua, we were not born of whoring, prostitution. We have one father, God." Do you know? Yahushua said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I came forth from God, and am here. For I have not come of myself, but he sent me. God commissioned him. Do not know what I say, because you are unable to hear my word. Here's the kicker, verse 44, John chapter 8. You are of your father, and the desires of your father you wish to do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and has not stood in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a father of lies. He is a liar and the father of it. And because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Who of you proves me wrong concerning sin? And if I speak the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the word of God. Therefore, you do not hear, because you are not of God. The Pharisees answered and said to him, do we not say well that you are a Shomaronai and have a demon? You're a sorcerer. Yeah, okay. Yahushua answered, I do not have a demon, but I value my father, and you do not value me. And I do not seek my own esteem. There is one who is seeking and is judging. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone guards my word, he shall never see death at all. No death, eternal life. The Pharisees said to him, we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets. Hell, they would know, they killed them. And you said, anyone guards my word, he shall never taste death at all. Are you greater than our father Abraham, who died, and the prophets died? Whom do you make yourself? Yahushua answered, if I esteem myself, my esteem is none at all. It is my father who esteems me, of whom you say that he is your God. And you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say, I do not know him, I shall be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I guard his word, the truth. Your father Abraham was glad that he should see my day, and he saw it, and did rejoice. The Pharisees therefore said to him, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Yahushua said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am. He's saying there. He's saying, I am God. Therefore, they picked up stones to throw at him, but Yahushua was hidden and went out to the set apart or holy place, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. It wasn't his time yet. But it's very plain, at least to me, in John chapter 8, who these devils really are. Yahushua didn't mince words, did he? No, he didn't. He never lies. He speaks the truth. He speaks it into existence, just like Father Yahuwah spoke everything into existence. And what does Satan do? He tries to speak it out. He always emulates God and fails miserably. But unfortunately, we suffer along the way. That is a big problem, is it not? We do suffer along the way. And I have another bone to pick with words, folks. I've told you how they mistranslate the word Jew everywhere in the Old and the New Testament, from both the Hebrew and the Greek. Well, they also misuse the word Zion. And who it is to be a Zionist, right? Because the term today, you know what it means. It means you're pro the state of Israel and the Israelis and their homeland over there, and they must kill to get it, kill to keep it, and preemptively murder because they said so, right? So, yes, Zionism is a terrible thing in that context. However, they are not Zion, folks. They're not Zionist, really. When we really get down to who's who and who's Jew, they're not even Semitic. So the fact that they're crying the loudest about anti-Semitism is a farce, for they are the worst anti-Semites on the planet. Think about that. We are the Semitic ones. Our ancestors are of Shem, Eber. The Hebrews, they weren't. They never were Hebrews. They can't convert to being a Hebrew, just as much as I can't convert to become a Cuban or an African. I can't. As much as I'd want to, and I wouldn't, I couldn't do it. But these Edomites are of their father the devil, and they will lie and lie and lie and lie because it is what they do. It's inherent in their very nature because their ancestor is Esau. Esau, I touched on this last week. It's Esau's revenge, and this is Jacob's trouble. And of course, I did have a couple callers with some contention. Nancy called in and said that Jacob should have been more loving. He should have been more loving to Esau when Esau was hungry and he came in from the field. He should have refused to sell him the birthright, despite Esau being a disobedient child and not even putting appreciation to that birthright. You have to understand that the Old Testament is not the New Testament. They complement one another. But Yahushua came because it wasn't working. It wasn't working. It didn't matter how many laws they put in. It didn't matter because nobody could follow them all sinless. And the wage of sin is death. We all deserve death. So what is the solution? A propitiatory shelter. We needed a substitute. And there was only one worthy. God. God came back in the flesh as Yahushua HaMashiach, our Messiah. He was foretold of in these very books that these Edomites lie and say are theirs. It's not so. It's just not so. Don't go anywhere, folks. We'll return right after the break. Stay tuned.
America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Thank you. Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. Please, folks, if you're able to, donate to RBN. You can do so by phone by dialing 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in a check or money order payable to RBN. Please send to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or visit republicbroadcasting.org and hit that donate button, folks. Hit the donate button now. If you wish to comment on air, please just be intelligent and respectful, and you will have your dime. Just dial 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252. We're talking about Esau's revenge, Jacob's trouble. We, of course, being Jacob Yisrael, we are the house of Israel, the children of God, God's children. Esau, of course, giving birth to his descendants, the Edomites. Edomites not spoken of very highly in God's word. Let's take a look real quick here at Obadiah. okay? The book of Obadiah. We're going to start with verse 8. Verse 8 says, "In that day, declares Yahuwah, I shall destroy the wise men from Edom and discernment from the mountains of Esau." Skipping to verse 15. "For the day of Yahuwah is near upon all the nations. As you have done, it shall be done to you. Your reward shall come back on your own head. For as you have drunk on my holy mountain, so do all the nations drink continually. And they shall drink and shall swallow, and they shall be as though they had never been. But on Mount Zion there shall be an escape, and they shall be set apart, holy. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And the house of Jacob shall become a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame, but the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall burn among them, and they shall consume them, so that no survivor is left of the house of Esau. For Yahuwah has spoken." Verse 19, "And they shall possess the south with the mountains of Esau, and low country with the Philistines. And they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Shomron, and Benjamin with Gilead. And the exiles of this host of the children of Israel possess that of the Canaanites as far as the Seraphath. And the exiles of Jerusalem, who are in Sepharad, possess the cities of the south. And saviors shall come to Mount Zion to judge the mountains of Esau. And the rain shall belong to Yahuwah." The rain shall belong to Yahuwah, folks. Yahuwah, God. God does all. It's up to him. Okay? And we're seeing right now the rending of the kingdom. My elder, brother in Yahushua, HaMashiach, showed me what he saw, what God showed him in the book of Kings, chapter 11, verse 11. 11:11, Masonic, right? Solomon, right? This is the subject, the context in the book. Solomon being who? The mason, right? They love Solomon because he was of God, but he went to the dark side. Had strange wives, worshiped strange gods, and did abominable things, unfortunately. Kings, verse 11, chapter 11. Well, let's go right to verse 9 right before it, okay? "Therefore, Yahuwah was enraged with Solomon, because his heart had turned away from Yahuwah God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice, and had commanded him concerning this word, not to go after other mighty ones, other gods. But he did not guard what Yahuwah had commanded." Verse 11. "And Yahuwah said to Solomon, because you have done this, and have not guarded my covenant and my laws which I have commanded you, I shall certainly tear the rain away from you and give it to your servant." The rending of the kingdom, folks. Don't go anywhere. We'll return right after the break. Stay tuned.
Proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now...
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. If you wish to call in, please give us a call. You can do so by dialing 512-248-8252. Just be intelligent and respectful, and you will have your dime. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. Folks, if you can, if you have it to spare, if God puts it on your heart, please donate to RBN. Visit republicbroadcasting.org. Hit that donate button today. And yes, I know I have a caller holding. Just let me finish with where I was in Kings, and I will get right to you. I appreciate you holding, and please call in if you have a comment or question. We are in 1 Kings chapter 11. I just read you verse 11, but it is important that you hear the following verse. Verse 12, and we just read how Solomon disappointed Yahuwah God because of what he is doing in the eyes of God, worshiping strange gods, strange women, etc. Only I do not do it in your days, for the sake of your father David. Out of the hand of your son I shall tear it. Tear what? The kingdom away. Reign. The rent they would take away his reign. Only I shall not tear away all the reign but give one tribe to your son for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, which I have chosen. And Jerusalem is not to be confused with Israel, especially not Israel today. It says words for a reason, and these words have real meaning for a reason. God's word has been true yesterday, just as it is today, as it always has been. It is man's heart, and these wicked liars, they want to change meanings. Verse 14. And Yahuwah raised up an adversary against Solomon, Hadad the Edomite. He was the seed of the sovereign in Edom, the kings in Edom. And it came to be when David was in Edom and Joab, the commander of the army, had gone up to bury the slain after he had struck every male in Edom. Joab remained there with all of Israel for 6 new moons until every male in Edom was cut off. I'm going to skip way ahead to verse 30, folks. And Ahijah took hold of the new garment that was on him and tore it into 12 pieces and said to Jeroboam, take for yourself 10 pieces, for thus said Yahuwah, the God of Israel. See, I am tearing the rein out of the hand of Solomon and shall give 10 tribes to you, but he shall have one tribe for the sake of my servant David and for the sake of Jerusalem, the city which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel. Very interesting what we are seeing today, folks. And I don't know if it's exactly just what God wants or if it's these Edomites with their fallen angel technology, Satan, trying to make it come to pass, but in their own perverted way. And then pointing to Scripture as if to say, hey, we are God's people. But they're not. It's a lie, folks. And everything you see on these televisions is a lie. It's all fake, it's all staged, and it's all of the devil. Thank you so much for holding. I'm going to take the next call, the first call, Chance in West Virginia. Hey, Chance.
Yes, hello, Chris. I pray that all is well with you, brother.
Thank you.
You know, it's most definitely a spiritual war. You know, looking back in retrospect, right? When all organized religions took over the world, that was the beginning of the end. The wicked ones, they saw that that was the key to manipulate the masses. So infiltrating and perverting religious beliefs, that was the coup de grace. You know, and because of this, I believe everything has gotten way out of control because everybody abdicated their responsibilities and failed to clean up and clean out their own houses. In other words, Christians failed to denounce the Christian Zionists, the so-called good Jews, failed to denounce the synagogue of Satan, the good blacks failed to denounce their criminal class of blacks within their group, and so on and so on and so on. People fail to remove corrupt leaders all over the world. You know, we all fail to clean out our own houses. That was our responsibility way down the line, our own houses. Without cleaning out your own house, how can you clean up the big mess we're in? You just can't do it. That's why, to me, organized religion is straight from the pit of hell. It is not Christianity. It is not biblical. I don't like your comment, Chris.
No. Yeah, I can only agree with you. All religion, all of it, I don't care if it's cloaked in Christianity, any of it, it's all of Satan. It's all mystery.
And I think it was Lenin who said, religion is the opiate of the masses. Now, how he meant it and how I see it are two different things, I believe. He wanted to denounce religious beliefs on all levels for the sake of power. But they figured out how to get involved in each and every... I wouldn't step foot in a damn organized religion church if you paid me. If you paid me, I wouldn't. I read my Bible and I'm a Christian, but I will not, because I see they're all corrupted, from Judaism to Christianity to Islam to Hinduism. They're all perverted. And that was the beginning of the end when that occurred. That's what I truly believe.
Yeah, they are. They're all perverted.
They twisted their members' minds so much. They refused to let their parishioners, for lack of a better word, draw their own interpretation and study. They wanted to direct how you use your religious beliefs. And because we let them do that and didn't follow the word of God, this is why we're in the mess we're in. And like I said, each group is responsible to clean up their own houses. And until they do that themselves, I don't see a change.
No, it's not going to. It's going to get a lot worse. And that's just what God's word says.
Yep, yep. Well, Chris, God bless you now, brother. And I'll keep praying for you now. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. God bless you, Chance. He's absolutely right. There's nothing new under the sun, folks. Nothing new at all. There's nothing new under the sun. And last week I said to pray for your enemies. To pray for your enemies. And people were asking about more Old Testament scripture, which suggested it was a contradiction, but it's not. It's not. Wrath is of God. Men have made the mistake in the Bible, right? Men have done disobedient things, ungodly things in the Bible, and there's accounts of it. It doesn't make it right. Let's look at Proverbs, verse 24. I'm sorry, chapter 24. Verses 16 and 18. For seven times a righteous man falls and rises, but the wrong one stumbles into evil. Do not exult when your enemy falls, and let not your heart rejoice when he stumbles, lest Yahuwah see it, be evil in his eyes, and he turn away his wrath from him. And the very next verse, do not fret because of evildoers, and do not envy the wrong. For there is no future for the evildoer. The lamp of the wrongdoers is put out. My son, fear Yahuwah and the king. Do not mingle with those who change. God's unchanging, folks. The changers out there, the name changers, the hiders, the imposters, they are of the devil, folks. For their calamity arises suddenly. And who knows the ruin of both of them? These also are for the wise. It is not good to show partiality in right ruling. He who says to the wrong, you are righteous, peoples curse him, nations despise him. But those who rebuke the wrong, it is pleasant, and a good blessing comes on them. So it is well to rebuke them, right? And call out their wrongs. Or hate them, or pray in hatred. The wrath is of God, folks. The wrath is of God. Thank you so much for holding. I'm going to take the next caller, Patrick in Texas. Hey, Patrick.
Hi, Chris. Yeah, I'm in touch with Chris. He beat up on pretty good. I'll leave that alone. I do want to mention something about Michael Gaddy was going off about, you know, the only thing that's going to save us is divine intervention. Well, it won't be the first time. It's like, in Abraham, you know, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph. But Abraham come from Noah's good son, Shem. So it's the good side of the house. The bad side was Ham, who had intercourse with the black African woman, and he spawned Canaan. C-A-N-N-A-N, which we know is Canaan land, you know, which is, you know, which what the Israelites took and came back, and then you get the cannibal and, you know, and the and all that, you know, with the Shaw sacrifice and so on. But back over to Abraham. Abraham was approached and by the angels of the Lord. He says, you know, Sarah, you're going to have a child. And then he also was the business that they was going to go look at Sodom and Gomorrah, because they had rumors that there was it was a real, you know, corrupt city. So they went, Abraham tried to negotiate. If there's 50 people there, will you save us? Oh, yeah, we'll save it. How about 10? They said, we'll save it at 10. So they went off now to check it out, and Lot, you know, accepted them into this house, and they were sitting there, and all the people in the city came up there and knocked on the door and said, who do you have in your house? Let's let them out. And he said, open the door. And then they smited them all, and they were all walking on each other. And he told Lot, to take your family and get out right now. And they destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. You know,
of course.
So there is intervention. You know the story. I don't need to elaborate it.
Of course. Yeah. We're worse today. We're letting them right in. They don't even have to come to our door banging on them. Have our children. That's what we're telling them today.
Yep.
It's awful.
So, yeah, I was right. It won't be the first time. Then, of course, you know, when the Israelites came out of bondage of Egypt, you know, the Yeshua, you know, told the Pharaoh, Ramses, you know, to let my people go, and he plagues, and, you know, and finally, you know, he departed the sea for him and all that stuff. There's a lot of things of intervention. And, you know, so I think it is possible. Michael Getty, you know, if we're worthy of it now, we may not be worthy. You know, we'll be cast for 40 years in the desert. I don't know. And that's all I got. Thank you for taking my call.
No, thank you. Appreciate the call, Patrick. None are worthy. That's the point. I deserve death, folks. I deserve death. The wage of sin is death. And I've been a wicked sinner most of my life. So anything that happens to me, I deserve it. You want to be like Yahushua? If you want to be like Christ, get ready to die. Be ready for it. Completely ready. That's what it is to be like Yahushua, to die for your brothers, to die for them, but make sure it's for your brothers, because today they want to confuse you into believing people aren't who they are. The Jews are supposedly the God's chosen people, and they're not. And I can even use modern things to show you. And colloquial terms and you know, what are in people's minds. For example, white supremacy today. You see it everywhere. And I don't mean that it's real. I mean that they talk about it. They demonize it. They demonize Anglo men, Christian men, men of God. This is a war on the saints. But the Jews are not white. They'll tell you they're not white, at least the ones who are in power. But here it is now that we have everybody cheerleading for that little Edomite ethnostate that they call Israel. But you have these social justice warriors playing controlled opposition, and they're out there saying, what they're doing to the Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank is white supremacy. Wait, hold up. A, it isn't, because they're Jews. And B, that's why no one in the media is coming out and calling it white supremacy. If God's people were out there doing God's bidding and taking out the trash, you better believe that there would be bombs dropped on them immediately. They would be demonized and called white supremacists till the cows come home. Jews are not white, and they are not the children of God. They are not Hebrews. They are not Judahites. They are not Israelites. They are not of Yisrael. They are children of the devil. Don't go anywhere. We'll return right after the break.
We'll proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. We interrupt this
under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
We are back. I'm sorry, I had a little technical difficulty with the internet, as it were. We are back, folks. And before we go to break, I just want to read you a little bit out of Jeremiah with the few minutes we have left in the hour. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 7 says, "Oh, for great is that day, there is none like it. And it is the time of Jacob's distress, Jacob, but he shall be saved out of it. And it shall be in that day, declares Yahuwah of hosts, that I break his yoke from your neck and tear off your bonds, and strangers no more enslave them. And they shall serve Yahuwah their God, and David their king, whom I raise up for them. And you do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, declares Yahuwah, nor be discouraged, O Israel. For look, I am saving you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return and have rest and be at ease with no one to trouble him. For I am with you, declares Yahuwah, to save you. Though I make a complete end of all nations where I have scattered you, yet I do not make a complete end of you. But I shall reprove you in judgment, and by no means leave you unpunished." Okay? "For thus said Yahuwah, your breach is incurable, your wound is grievous." So, folks, we're not going to be unscathed, but he's not going to make a complete end of us either. We will be saved. Skipping ahead to chapter 31, verse 30. "But each one shall die for his own crookedness. Whoever eats sour grapes, his teeth shall be blunted. See, the days are coming, declares Yahuwah, when I shall make a renewed covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Yehuda. Not like the covenant I made with their fathers in the day when I strengthened their hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, but my covenant which they broke, though I was a husband to them, declares Yahuwah."
That individual will. All court broadcast will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now...
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.